Raise tax rates to do it. I will cap deductions. If you cap deductions around the $30,000-$40,000 range, you can raise $1 trillion in revenue. And the people who lose their deductions are their upper income Americans. When you're $16 trillion in debt, the only pledge we should be making to each other is to avoid becoming Greece.
Senator Lindsey Graham joins a pack of Republicans who say we don't care about no stinking tax reform thing that we signed 15 years ago, meaning the pledge, really, that Grover Norquist put before them. So it's time to play Let's Make a Deal. That's what this week is going to be all about, and maybe the next four after that as well. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you here on these airwaves across this great country in the nooks and crannies. Were you one of the people who lined up for hours to get a sweet deal on a 14-inch TV? Maybe you were looking for something with a laptop, some other kind of electronic piece of equipment that you really, really had to have for somebody on your list. Well, without a doubt, we are struggling. Without a doubt, people came up with money somehow because $59 billion was spent. $59 billion with a B was spent over the last 4 days. The average American, according to some of the statistics that are rolling around out there, spent close to $500. Yep, and there were 247 million of you that were out there scurrying around trying to get a good deal. Well, I have to say, you are a much braver person than I am, because I just could not stand in any kind of line like that. Some of the lines that I'm talking about where people waited for 10 hours, people camped out, people missed Thanksgiving trying to get a good deal. And I suppose that's what's happening in Washington, trying to get a good deal. After a heap of mistakes, we're all going to end up paying the price somehow, but I suppose it's a question of how much we're going to pay. Since there's been a change of heart on tax deals that were signed or pledges, this makes it easier for the Democrats to try to come up with some kind of palatable compromise that they can live with. And now there's more optimism anyway in Washington. So will the bipartisan glow still hold up in an effort to avert a financial cliff? Is there really a deal to be had or not? And now there's going to be a frantic pace in the month of December because there's so much that has to happen. And who's going to play the biggest role of all? One of them is going to be Speaker John Boehner, for sure. I mean, this is his moment. And it's also a big moment for Congressman Paul Ryan. He's going to be part of the whole negotiating thing, I would assume. And then you have the crusader, Grover Norquist, who is holding together his pledges and saying that all these Republicans, Republican House members, have signed the Americans for Tax Freedom's chief pledge not to raise taxes. But and a lot of those Republicans are whittling away from the pledge and reassessing and reevaluating the resistance to any kind of a tax increase. So the question becomes, what is a good deal? It's like waiting in those lines for a good deal. What would make you wait in a line for hours and hours and hours? What is the thing that would put you in that line? What would make you wait? And I suppose it's the same thing as what's happening in Washington. Really, truly, what is a good deal? And as taxpayers, should we just expect, listen, we're in this debt, you heard Lindsey Graham, and we, this is, you know, this isn't Fantasy Island anymore. We have to figure this out. We have to do something about this. So, you know, pledges that we signed however long ago, it doesn't matter. They were different economic times. But is that what you think, America? What would your analysis of that be? You know, how long are you willing to wait to see what these guys are going to do? Do you trust Washington to cut a deal that you can live with? Because if you've got one eye open right now, if you're saying, oh, she's not going down this path, oh, don't talk about this, you know, it hits every single one of us. Regardless if you're making a lot of money, regardless if you're making okay money, regardless if you're struggling, regardless if you're relying on Social Security and other methods to meet your bills, there will be changes that will hit every single one of us. No matter where you fall, I think that's pretty clear. The tax loopholes that are so vague, well, they won't be vague anymore. So what you were expecting to happen might not happen for you this time around when you go to do your taxes. But is that fair? Is that what you should expect? Hey, nothing's free. There are no free lunches. And ultimately, you were bound to have to pay more taxes because the percents couldn't hold up any longer. And, geez, you really don't want to end up like Greece. So you're willing to say, okay, I didn't want to see the taxes go up, but I'm willing to back up some kind of a compromise, chip away at that deficit. I'd have to think that some of you are super disappointed in breaking the tax pledge, especially if that's what your senator or your congressperson was running on. I mean, that was the whole idea behind the no taxes thing in the first place. I'm going to throw out the digits. Wake up, America. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. What is a good deal? That's the question. What is a good deal? I think a good deal is when you give a little bit and you get a little bit back. I think it's the most you can expect. It's like a contract. If it's one-sided, it's not going to work. So you have to be able to give a little bit to get a little bit. Otherwise, it's probably not happening. And there no deal is for free, including the people that waited forever in those lines, because what did they give up? Family time, the warmth of being someplace where you weren't freezing outside, and, you know, maybe too much money in the end. Because the idea is a store gets you in, and you might be there for a deal, and you might actually get that deal, but then you end up buying a few more things while you're in the store. That's the whole idea. Get you in with a sale and have you leaving with three extra packages under your arms. Stay with us. Throw in your two, 855-266-KATE. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. singing Leftovers. That's got to be, because I know we're alive and thriving out in those nooks and crannies. I'm going to flip out the numbers again if you want to ring in. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Talking about a plethora of things, I guess, in a sense, including long lines. And what is a good deal that would make you wait in line for a long time? I guess I did it at Disneyland. When I was a kid, I remember wanting to go on Magic Mountain, the whole Magic Mountain thing, and that was a pretty long line where it took us, I think it took us an hour, and that was crazy. And that kind of, that wore off fast because you realized, well, you're not going to get on very many rides if you have to wait 1 hour here and 1 hour, all the popular things, you know, how much time do you possibly have? But the genius of the marketers, just like these marketers that have the Black Friday and the Cyber Monday, which, welcome to Cyber Monday, it means it's a created faux buzzword, sending people to participate and jumping on the computers and ordering things. But at Disney, they were so brilliant, too, because they came up with this way to charge you more and make you think it was something special. Okay, you're going to Disneyland, you have X amount of hours, you're not from California, you're not from Florida, you're not going to get a chance to constantly come back here. So you got to get a fast pass, and you got to pay extra for that, another $20-$25, which means you get to cut in, you have a different line. It's like the airlines. Now you go, and especially American, it's almost like they want to make you feel badly that you're not upgrading. So if you're a priority, there's this lane. If you're regular passenger, you're that lane. And if you ever, and really it's just one little card that separates you. If you get the lines mixed up, they growl at you. So I suppose there is something about the line thing. That what is the good deal that will send you into a line, maybe long or short? And that's the answer to the fiscal cliff. We're done with it, and we're tired of what's happening in Washington. So now you have more moderate Republicans who were just elected. There's not as many Tea Party people, and you have longtime senators and Congress people who are just willing to take it on the chin, and they're saying, you know what, we're willing to compromise. So sure, yeah, we'll say okay to raising taxes, but then we want your entitlements. You give us the entitlements, we'll give you the tax increases, and we'll take the consequences if it affects us the next time around. But we're willing to make that deal. So I guess the theme is this week is it's all about deals, whether it's Cyber Monday or Fiscal Cliff Monday or whatever it is. It's about the deal and what you're willing to do to strike the deal. And speaking, continuing on that theme of deals and deal makers, there was none better, at least in the fantasy sense, than J.R. Ewing. Larry Hagman was the actor who played J.R. in the popular television show Dallas. He died Friday, the age of 81, and this was due to complications from his battle with cancer. And South Fork, a ranch just north of Dallas, which was the familiar scene of the Ewing family home that everybody talked about. They have exterior shots that you saw constantly of the house and the pool. And that show aired for a long time. It was on from 78 to 1991. And that ranch has been open for tours, I guess, since the mid-80s. They say about 100,000 people come each year. And each room of the house is a theme for every character. So because of the death of Hagman, who, by the way, was in Dallas, they had flowers and a card and tourists were signing it and all that kind of stuff. But he was the ultimate fantasy deal maker anyway. That was the whole idea. He was always scheming and trying to cut a deal related to the oil industry or some other kind of deal with the females in his life, which led to the biggest episode of Who Shot JR. He was probably the biggest character. He was probably the biggest character on that show, and because he was ruthless and people liked him because he was so ruthless. Like I said, he was the ultimate deal maker, and he was 81 years old. So Larry Hagman, 81 years old, and he had had a couple of different things health wise that he had been able to get through the years, but this last one was finally it that caught him, and he, you know, the complications were too big, and he happened to be in Dallas. He's a guy who grew up a big chunk of his life in Fort Worth, Texas, so he did spend some time there, even ironically connected to the show, but part of it was all for the fact that he had ties to Texas as well. All right, continuing down that same road of the art of the deal, the deal that I think we should cut with these catalogs for the holidays, you know, is let's keep things real. Let's keep things the way they are, because we like some things to be traditional, even though rapidly we're seeing traditions fall by the wayside. And only because somebody pointed this out to me did I notice it. And the person who pointed it out to me was somebody who was in this country. But Sweden's top toy chain had a gender-neutral Christmas catalog. Because in Sweden, men and women are equal. So they go to extremes to not separate the genders. So the catalog from a place called Top Toy, which is the Toys R Us, basically, in Sweden, has a boy playing with a baby doll instead of a girl, and a girl holding a toy machine gun. And what they're saying is that they've had this gender debate. It's so strong in the Swedish market that they had to adjust, because in Sweden, they don't care. They don't want that. And this is not the way they think. They think that men and women are equal and can easily, you can switch roles. So they made a switch after a lot of pressure, and they decided to publish a catalog that had different themes, like boys in superhero costumes and girls that were, you know, were switching roles. So go figure. All right, let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete. Pete.
Katie, what's up?
Hey, I'll tell you what. The great Larry Hagman. I was talking about, it seems that everything's about deals and lines, and how, what kind of a line you're willing to wait in, and what kind of a deal you're willing to strike up. Starting with the craziness of people spending $59 billion to now we know that it's going to be frantic pace to try to cut some kind of a deal with the financial situation that we're in right now. And a lot of these Republicans are saying, hey, forget it. We'll let the taxes go up if we get what we want.
Here's the deal. If the media would stop scaring the hell out of us, leave us alone, let us go back to work. We're down with the politicking now. Let us go back to work and make our money and, you know, back off them. We'll come up with some scratch for them. Don't worry about that. Quit scaring the hell out of us with this fiscal cliff stuff.
It is. It's, you know what I said? It's like black. Well, who comes up with this? Like Black Monday. What a bizarre term that is for so many people. That Black Friday, rather, meaning so many people are shopping. It's just a black day because you're just out there crammed in with so many people. Fiscal cliff is completely negative.
Yeah, it's a black and blue day.
Yes.
And I got a joke. This, had a Dan moment. He lives about 20 miles from me. We listen to the same local channel. Anyway, why did the three wise men have ashes on their feet?
Why? I have no idea.
It's come from afar.
But I'm bump. I like that. That was good. I'm stealing that. I like it. Thanks, Pete. That was brilliant. All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, so, you know, Pete says, leave us alone. Stop scaring the crap out of us. And this whole thing with the fiscal cliff, just forget about it. And we'll come up with it. Just let us go do what we have to do. Which is, I think, essentially what, like, Lindsey Graham is saying and what John McCain is saying and Congressman Pete King is saying, hey, you know, this is it. We're cutting a deal. Let's move on with this. We got stuff happening, and we got to focus on this stuff because we're just wasting our time. I didn't say wasting our time, but we're just focused on this one thing, and we're not going anywhere. It's just a conversation that's in a loop. It's the same loop over and over again. You know, I could take the sound that you've heard, and we could loop it, and I know we could find these similar pieces a month ago, 5 months ago, 10 months ago, a year and a half ago. It's the same thing over and over and over again. It does get tiring, doesn't it?
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Up time on the internet ordering things or not? I don't know. I'm not feeling the buzz, the love, the interest in Cyber Monday, nor am I feeling it for the fiscal cliff, because I think we have such a bunch of sissies, at least half of them, that are unfortunately representing us in Congress. I hope that changes. There's some fresh blood around. Maybe the mix is better. Who knows? One can only hope, since it is we the people, and this is the representatives that we have chosen, and the better representation you get, wherever you're listening to America Tonight, the better chance that things that are important to you in your state and beyond the borders as an American citizen, we will start to see. We'll start to see that there's not so much of a logjam, that nothing is accomplished, because that's not acceptable. No matter what, it's not acceptable that nothing is accomplished except for the layup things where you're honoring somebody or establishing something that everybody agrees on. I mean, we're talking about the tough issues, the taxes, the security issues, all that kind of stuff, immigration. It's time to cut the nonsense and just do it. Just do it. It has to happen. All right, speaking of has to happen, I'm going to seg into something else, too, which you can throw in your 2 cents on that, by the way. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But because we do this nail the score thing on Wednesday into Thursday for 3 segments, and a lot of you call, and a lot of you aren't even big sports fans, but you play along. It's a good break from all the political talk or the other things that we're buzzing about, the stuff that you're hanging over the backyard for a few minutes and shouting at your neighbor when you go back and forth over what big things happen. There's always that, hey, did you hear? Hey, did you hear? I get that every day from somebody. Hey, did you hear this? Hey, did you hear that? How about this? And, you know, the big, of course, the hey, did you hear moment is going to be $59 billion was spent over the weekend. So what recession? But this is a good hey, did you hear moment. Hey, did you hear that the rule that negated basically using video replay to confirm a Texans touchdown may be too harsh and they're going to be reexamining that? And, you know, this is one of the things that they're talking about is what happens with, you know, instant replay, the replay rule. And so you know what I mean by this? Not being able to review a play in a certain situation might be too harsh and would have some unintended consequences. Yeah, like somebody else maybe winning the game or not. Isn't that the idea of the challenge flag? And so it could have been, well, I think it was definitely a momentum changer. There's no question about it. And that's why the NFL has this thing called the competition committee. Just like in, isn't it interesting? Sports and politics are so similar. Just like on the Hill, they have committees. They meet in committees. Like the fiscal cliff thing. Remember, there was a committee of Republicans and Democrats that met to try to figure out what they could do. And, of course, that fell flat on its face. And nothing was accomplished. So that's why these automatic cuts are going to kick in the beginning of January, which is going to slice up the military for one. In the NFL, this competition committee, they're talking about a rule change involving certain circumstances, not being able to review something. For example, it's funny, and they even use the word loopholes, just like, you know, loopholes that we're talking about closing with the fiscal cliff. They're saying that a 15-yard penalty for throwing the challenge flag on a play that is automatically reviewed might be enough, but throwing the challenge flag eliminates the use of replay, and all scoring plays should be reviewed. And what they mean is there was, in the third quarter, an 81-yard run in the Texans' 34-31 overtime victory against the Lions, and initially it was ruled a touchdown. The replays showed the knee and the elbow touched the turf when he was hit by one of the Lions. So Detroit coach Jim Schwartz challenged it, and that resulted in the 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and it negated the whole use of video replay. And Schwartz says afterwards that he overreacted and that he cost his team. So initially, instant replay rules were changed to have the replay official look, you know, be the person that looks at a review of all the plays, the scoring plays, and blah, blah, blah. So you would then, moving forward, get a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and the elimination of the replay for the review if you did that, if you challenged that, blah, blah, blah. So there you have it. That's my analogy of how sports is like politics. Not very clear in the end, and a lot of questions for the people who are left trying to figure it out. Just figure it out, man. Figure out how it works and make it work somehow, even if it doesn't seem fair as to what happened there. And speaking of not fair, the ultimate not fair thing happened over a year ago when nobody went to jail for Kaylee Anthony's death. This two-year-old found decomposed 6 months after she went missing. Was it the mother, Casey Anthony? She ultimately is cleared of the charges after going through a trial. Turns out that some of the detectives missed one of the search engines she was using to find foolproof suffocation ways. You know, basically, what's a foolproof way to suffocate someone? She typed that into the computer, but none of that ever came up because they didn't look at one of the two places where she was searching. It wasn't just Internet Explorer on her home computer. It was also Mozilla Fox. That never went in as part of the evidence. And would it have made a difference with the jury or not? Maybe. If I'm sitting there, I'm one of the jurors, and I'm listening over and over again about when she went missing, what the timeline is, all these cockamamie stories, all this other stuff. But I'm just looking at the letter of the law, and then evidence on the home computer shows that. I think I'm questioning that for sure. Oh, foolproof suffocation. Why would that be on there? Why would that be on there in this exact time? Why would there be all these other searches related to that? And isn't it interesting that this is when we find the decomposed body, and there's a lot we can't tell, but there's a lot of things that we could tell from that body. I'm thinking it may have made a difference. Might have made a difference. But that's in the past. And Casey Anthony, if she is guilty, gets her comeuppance ultimately one day when she meets her maker. In this audience, it was kind of split. A lot of people said, hey, maybe she didn't do it. Maybe there's more to the story. Or justice is, this is how we serve our justice up. You are innocent until proven guilty. And if the prosecutors didn't prove her guilty enough that the jury would come back with that verdict, then it's on them. And it's not about such a great defense. It's that there were holes, I think, in what they were, in their information. And this would be a very, very, very big hole, to say the least. A huge hole. Can you imagine? A lucky break for her. She had to think when, you got to think when someone's getting your computer, what are they finding on the computer? She would have to be thinking in her head, the search. She'd have to be thinking that all the things that she searched about suffocation, duh, of course. She's thinking that it's got to be on there, right? But they never come up with that, never come up with that. She caught it. She definitely caught a break there. Whether or not she would have been prosecuted, we certainly don't know. But there is a chance that that info would have been so damning. So damning. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, since we keep talking about numbers and deals, why don't we head to We Can Count? Of course we're going to head to We Can Count. Like a huge Powerball jackpot. Have you heard what the lottery is up to? And maybe if you've never played the lottery, you may be tempted to go out and buy a few tickets for this one. I know people will say, well, that's like getting struck by lightning, and why would you go and buy some tickets when you've never done it before? But all it takes is that one time. Just one time, and if you hit it right, you could be the winner of that $425 million. So there's another way to look at that. And there's another way to think it might land in your lap. Who knows? We Can Count on the flip side.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GZN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Can't say it enough. It's shocking how much money was spent in the last 4 days in the land of the free and home of the brave. Yep, $59.1 billion, give or take. 247 million shoppers. Average person spent $423. Where did they go? Walmart, Toys R Us, Target, all those kinds of stores. So somebody's doing okay, I'm just saying. And Cyber Monday, ultimately, who knows what the online totals are, but I have a feeling they'll be pretty high. China, again, pushing the military to the ultimate heights that it could possibly reach. China's first jet landing on an aircraft carrier, a fighter jet on the deck of the carrier, that they are beyond excited about, the J-15. They're thrilled that they say they were able to push the capabilities, and though it's just a tiny little step, they feel as though this is a step that will continue to grow. The U.S. military, in its latest assessment of China's military capabilities, predicted it's going to take several additional years for China to achieve a minimal, is what they're saying, level of combat capability for its aircraft carriers. The Liaoning is going to be able to carry 30 J-15 fighter planes, and it'll have a crew of about 2,000 people. That's what the Chinese are saying anyway. So go figure. This is one carrier. They've got another one that's underway that's supposed to set sail in 2015, look out. The U.S., Britain, and Japan launched the first aircraft carriers about a century ago. The U.S. Navy, with 11, is the only fleet that actually operates more than one, because we got so many going. That's the good news. The bad news is that we have the military getting ready to be slashed, and Leon Panetta, who is a Democratic-leaning kind of guy, was not happy when he was told that the axe was going to swing deeper into the military, meaning base closures, that kind of thing, which also leads to poor times for the economy, or rough times for the economy in some of the places where that will happen. So go figure, then that gets thrown back again into the pot of, wow, how are we coming up with $59.1 billion to spend in just 4 days? Just 4 days? I already mentioned this, but speaking of spending, how about receiving? Can you just imagine hearing the Powerball numbers on Wednesday? You decide, I'm not a gambler, but I'm going to take a couple of bucks and I'm going to fling it on this Powerball and see what happens. Maybe I'll get lucky. And you do get lucky. Odds are a lot of times... Exactly. Hallelujah. That you, I went to St. Patrick's Cathedral. I was feeling some hallelujah. That's a good hallelujah there. So, that's what I'd be thinking. If you heard those numbers, the key would be not to pass out, have a heart attack, or some other horrible thing happen. If you were taking Extendivite, my pal Don Wiskin's awesome product, you wouldn't have to worry about it if you were just overwhelmed because you couldn't believe that your numbers were being called out. It would be a crazy feeling that would wash over you. And so often, even though, yes, it's like getting struck by lightning, a lot of times the stories that you later hear are people who really never played the lottery. And they went into the convenience store and they said, why not? I'll throw down a few bucks. It goes to education anyway. So if I lose, heck, it's like playing penny slots for 5 minutes because, you know, I don't normally do that thing. And that's sometimes what the winner turns out to be, that kind of person. So anyway, the Powerball is in 42 states. Are you listening, America? The District of Columbia and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The prize has a way to go to match our biggest U.S. payout, which was $656 million, and that was in March, Mega Millions jackpot that was actually split by three winners. $656 million. Wow. That's amazing. That's a lot of money, isn't it? That's a lot of money. I have to move from that story to another story that unfortunately is sad. And how often do you see this? It made me think of the Triangle Fire in New York forever ago, when New York was still that bustling area for fabric and sewing and, you know, kind of the start of that whole thing. And now we've seen how so much of that is shipped overseas. But fire is what happened in a Bangladesh garment factory. They had no emergency exits. It killed at least 112 people. Some of them just jumped out of the eight-story building where they made clothes for global retailers. That's what I was talking about. And the factory made products for Walmart, IKEA, and some other companies in the U.S. and in Europe. Walmart says that it stopped working with about 50 Bangladesh factories because of the fire danger. And you would think that they would take more care of what was happening there, to have firefighters recover 100 bodies from the factory and 12 more dying in hospitals after they jumped to escape the flames is just disgusting. You know, they're saying even it could be up to 125, maybe even 130. So you have relatives that are running down to the factories, hysterical, trying to find out what happened, to find out if they're son, their daughter survived it, and they didn't, is what the answer is. They didn't. The bodies were burned beyond recognition. They laid them out in rows at a school, and they just handed them over to the families. They didn't even do that. I mean, the shock was unbelievable. They didn't even try to identify some of them because they couldn't. But what you might not know is Bangladesh has 4,000 factories, and a big chunk of them don't have any safety in place, any kind of safety measures or procedures or whatever. And that country rakes in about $20 billion from exports of any of the garment products, mainly to the U.S. and to Europe. I just told you what some of the some of the brands or some of the stores were where they're making them for, and they need to get on the stick and do something about that because, ooh, like I said, first thing I thought was Triangle Factory, that fire in New York that happened a long, long, long time ago, really at the start of the garment industry and 7th Avenue and everything, and that was because we got to make all this stuff, we got to pump it out, and there wasn't safety concerns there either. But now this is about cheaper, faster, how quickly can we make it, and we're not even concerned whatever you're doing in your factory, you're doing in your factory, but to not have any emergency exits, wow, that's unacceptable. Larry Hagman, I talked about this a little bit in case you missed it, dead at the age of 81. Fittingly, he died in Dallas. He was known for the series Dallas, which ran from 78 to 1991. That's an incredible run. The most famous episode had to be Who Shot JR? And just captivated the audiences. It was one of the highest rated television programs of all time. And they had a comeback Dallas that was on TNT that was having a lot of success, and Hagman was part of that. His TV family, including Linda Gray, said that she was sad she lost one of her best friends.
Another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.